This is the audio interview for Meg Avery. Hey, Meg, how are you doing?
Hey, Kim, I'm doing great.
Awesome. All right. Are you okay with me recording this for historical purposes?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, we will go ahead and get started. So tell me when you moved into the city of Sugar Hill.
We moved in the first week of April in 1990.
Okay. What brought you to Sugar Hill?
Well, we had moved to Georgia from Connecticut in 1984, and we were living in Lawrenceville. And things were getting just a little bit too busy in Lawrenceville. It was just before Ronald Reagan Parkway was about to be built, and one of our neighbors had moved to Sugar Hill, and we had visited her, and we really liked the area.
Okay.
So those early days in 1990, it was very quiet, and the whole area appealed to us, especially being closer to the lake.
Okay. Okay. All right. So where did you move to in Sugar Hill?
We chose a house in Frontier Forest neighborhood, and we were told that was one of the first subdivisions to be built in Sugar Hill. We really liked it because there were so many trees here, and the houses were all different. They weren't cookie-cutter same houses, and lots of space for each home. And we just liked the whole look of the neighborhood.
Okay. So when y'all moved here, you and your husband, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Were y'all both employed at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
I was working for Gwinnett County Schools, and at that time, I was working at Norcross Elementary School, and I was a parapro there.
Okay.
And my husband was working in Norcross as well, and our son was in first grade. So he finished up first grade. Since it was so close to the end of the school year, he actually finished up first grade in Lawrenceville. And then he started second grade at Sugar Hill Elementary, which is no longer there.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. And so he attended Sugar Hill and then I guess to Lanier and then on to North?
Well, it was a little different for our situation. He did attend Sugar Hill Elementary and graduated from fifth grade there. And from there, he actually went to Buford Middle School. At that time, we were very involved in scouts and soccer and church. And Lanier Middle School had 25 trailers. And actually, that middle school is not there anymore. It's now the site of Lanier High School. The middle school was so overcrowded. And I just don't believe in mega-sized middle schools for that age group.
Okay.
So for those 3 years, he went to Buford Middle School, and then he did go to North Gwinnett High School.
Okay. Did you continue on with working with the school system after you moved him into the Sugar Hill Buford school system?
Right. Well, I started Gwinnett Schools in 1987 at Norcross Elementary.
Okay.
And once we moved to Sugar Hill, I was really trying to get a transfer. And I was able to transfer to Suwanee Elementary in 1996. So that was really great since it was so much closer to home. So I was at Suwanee Elementary from 96 until May of 2004. And then in August of 2004, I was relocated to Duluth Middle School. And that still was not a bad commute. So I ended up my years with Gwinnett Schools at Duluth Middle School and retired in 2017.
Okay. Okay. All right. And you said, what was it that your husband did?
He was in home health care.
Okay.
He worked for a few different companies while we lived in Sugar Hill, but his background was always home health care, providing either hospital equipment or durable medical equipment or oxygen equipment to people who needed that type of equipment in their home, which enabled them to be at home instead of in the hospital.
Okay. All right. All right. And while your son was in school in North Buford, Sugar Hill, did you have any participation with those schools, PTA, anything like that?
I did somewhat with the PTA, but it was kind of difficult, you know, working on a school calendar and being in school. Mm-hmm. And it was a little difficult for me to take time off during the school day, since I was in the classroom as well. But I did have some involvement with the PTA, not as much as I would have liked. But we were also involved with the West Gwinnett Soccer Club, which had fields in Suwanee, and Prince of Peace Catholic Church in Buford. And my husband and my son, James, were heavily involved with the Boy Scout troop in Buford. And there were boys... with church and soccer and scouts, there were boys from Buford, Sugar Hill, and Suwanee. So it was a real neighborly community feeling.
Okay. So when you moved in 1990, I know you've explained the subdivision and what you liked about mm-hmm. the subdivision. What about the area? What did you like about the feel of Sugar Hill?
It felt rural. It felt... like we were close to everything because we had access to Buford Highway and Peachtree Industrial Boulevard and 400 and 985. So it felt like we had a lot of choices as far as how to get from one place to another, but it wasn't crowded. It just felt like a good sense of community.
Okay. What were some of the businesses that stood out in your mind in the early years when you first moved here?
Oh, my goodness. There was not a lot. When we moved here in 1990, the Mall of Georgia was not here. Home Depot and Lowe's were here. There was not a real downtown Sugar Hill area. Applebee's was there. There wasn't a lot. The medical group, our medical group was Tri-County Care, and mm-hmm. they were here, and they're still here. So that was nice. But there was, nothing really stands out as far as a business. There was Winn-Dixie, which is not here anymore, mm-hmm. because that was on at the corner of Buford Highway and Highway 20, and it was so great to have Winn-Dixie right there. And then across the street, there was Quality Foods, the grocery store that used to be behind what is now the Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins. Okay. And Quality Grocery Store was a very... old-fashioned hometown kind of grocery store. We really liked it, and it was so convenient as well. And then there was a Kroger across the street from the Winn-Dixie. When Winn-Dixie left, there was a Kudzu bookstore, and I love to read, so that was a really great bookstore. And that's now where the Goodwill is. So there were, you know, some good businesses here, but very few of them stayed.
Okay. All right. What I know you became involved with the city council. Tell me about how you began getting started and involved with the city council.
In 93 and 94, there was a lot of controversy about the landfill that... Back then, the council was called the Good Old Boys, and how they wanted to enlarge and expand the landfill over behind Appling Road, Appling Circle, in that area. And some of the neighbors in my subdivision got together and were talking about it, and we started going to city council meetings because of the landfill.
Okay. All right. All right. And what led to you becoming a council person, and when did that occur?
Well, let's see. Back then, when all the controversy of the landfill was going on, and then there was an election year, that was when Mayor George Haggard was the mayor, and he had been mayor for several years and actually lived in this neighborhood. And Gary Webster, another resident of this neighborhood, ran for mayor against him, and there were also a couple of council seats open. So the people that I got to know, the people that ran that election year, Gary Webster, Charles Bradlin, and Jonathan Wright, and they all got in basically because so many people wanted change at that time. The current council members and mayor had been there for several years, and so many more people were moving into Sugar Hill and did not want a landfill and wanted to see what a new council could bring in. So when Gary Webster became mayor, and then Charles Bradlin and Jonathan Wright, and then about not quite a year after John Wright got his seat on the council, he got a really great job offer out of county and could not turn it down. So Gary Webster asked if I would run for his seat, and that's how that happened.
Okay. All right. And how did you feel about that?
I was a little bit nervous about it, but a little bit excited, too. And I felt like, you know, a new person. I didn't know if I had enough knowledge and experience to go for it. And those days were just, gosh, they were just exciting days. That was back when, I mean, there was not a lot of social media, and there was something in the newspaper almost all the time. There was the Gwinnett Daily Post, but then there was another newspaper, and I can't remember the name of it. And, like, Sugar Hill was always in the news. And there was still a lot of controversy. So for that one election, 8 people signed up to run for council. And W.J. Dodd, who many people remember in government positions and as a former sheriff in Gwinnett County, was surprisingly one of the ones who ran. And although there was some controversy about his reputation and what he believed in, out of the 8 people, W.J. Dodd won that seat, and I came in second.
Okay.
But I felt okay about that because I thought out of 8 people to come in second wasn't really that bad. I was a little bit disappointed. My husband and son were disappointed. You know, the people that supported me were disappointed. But I thought, well, for some reason, this is not my time. And but then a few years later, there was another election, and Herb Payne, who lived on Old Spring Way, ran, and I was one of his running mates, and I lost again by 6 votes, and Herb lost by 20 votes, so it was very close, and I thought, okay, now I'm really done. But I know, I'm really done. I still kept going to the council meetings, and then when the next election came around in the year 2000, I was approached by Gary Perkle and asked to run, and I believe that's when Gary, I just can't remember right now if he was the mayor at that time or still on the council, but I've been going, still was very active and going to all the council meetings, and so I thought, okay. I didn't really feel like, I didn't know if it was the right time or not, and my husband was behind me, my son was no longer here, having passed away in 1997, but I thought, I'm going to try one more time. So Kim Hall and I were kind of like running mates, and we put everything into it, and the third time was the charm. So I was elected in actually, the election was in 1999. My term started in January of 2000.
Okay. Started.
And that was such a great council. Kim and I got along well together. Gary Perkle was excellent mayor. Chris Abbey was on the council. We all just clicked well together.
Okay. What are some of the things, infrastructure-wise, that happened during your time on the council that stands out in your mind?
I think one of them is recreation, because the city was growing, and we wanted to see some positive growth. Kim was really good with planning and zoning. I really was looking at the recreation end and what can be done for families in Sugar Hill. And so one of the things that really stood out was at E.E. Robinson Park, we did some improvements to the park, but one of the biggest things that Kim and I brought back was the Sugar Hill Fall Festival. And in the first few years, it was held at Robinson Park. And I would go to the spring and fall festivals throughout Gwinnett and sometimes Forsyth County and go and just talk to vendors and try to sell them into coming to the Sugar Hill Fall Festival and get their business cards, get their information, talk to them, look at their crafts, because we wanted to make sure that there was a good variety of crafts, a good variety of activities. And that was when Bob Hale was the city manager. We would talk to Bob about that. So getting that back up and getting the park more popular was a really big deal. And then also the community center, which is also no longer there, that was on Church Street. And actually, for a while, that community center, you probably remember this, Kim, mm-hmm. was the old planning and zoning department for a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Kim and I wanted to, you know, once, and the P&Z knew that was temporary, and once P&Z was out, Kim and I wanted to see it as an active recreation center, and we were just thrilled when all that came about, and it became a recreation center. It was also a place for voting. It was a really good, you know, they had kitchen facilities, and I mean, it wasn't all that huge, but it was just a nice recreation center. So we were very, very proud to bring that back into Sugar Hill. And also the town green, which is not there anymore, and the nice gazebo that was there. There was a big tree there, was perfect for Christmas tree lighting. So I guess that would kind of lay the groundwork for what we see now in Sugar Hill. It's a little sad that, you know, the park has been sold and the town green and gazebo are not there. The little community center is not there, but at least those were the foundation. So I'd say that's what the infrastructure was like. That roundabout was not there. There were businesses, you know, that, oh my gosh, can you remember the New Air, that air conditioning company,
mm-hmm.
with those horrible windows, and that building was awful. And so there were things that we got changed and made look better that we were very proud of.
Okay. Anything else while you were on the city council that stands out in your mind that you might want to add?
That was at a time, of course, that was, you know, from January of 2000 to December of 2003. There were a few things. There were some apartment rezonings that came up before the council, and there was controversy about that, but we voted no against them because we just believed that huge multifamily housing, as was proposed at that time, didn't fit. We really wanted to keep Sugar Hill a progressive town, but with smart growth and serving the needs of families and recreation and sports and festivals were really important. And trying to balance that out with the growth and trying to bring in, you know, new companies. That was the most important.
Okay. So you were, how long were you on the council?
4 years.
Okay. 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 And then you didn't run again after that?
I did, but Kim and I did run again, and, you know, things were starting to change a little bit, and, you know, there are times when people just think, okay, it's time for incumbents and somebody else new, and so we did both run again, but we did not win, and so my seat was won by Mark Cohen, who is currently still on the council.
Okay. All right. And is there anything else as far as during that time when you were in Sugar Hill, such as a new business that may have started that you may have been a part of through the council that stands out in your mind?
I remember when Lloyd Delacour opened up the Great Beginnings Daycare Center at the corner of West Broad and Level Creek, and Lloyd was very active in Sugar Hill. At the moment, I can't think of one.
Okay. All right. Any other events that may have happened during your early years in Sugar Hill that I may not have already asked you that stands out that you remember, whether that was, a storm, a natural disaster, or some other kind of historical event that may have happened?
The biggest one that I can think of is the fire at the church.
Okay.
That was in downtown Sugar Hill.
Okay.
That was just devastating, the First Baptist Church of Sugar Hill. And that was definitely one of the most historic natural disasters. From that came, the community center, the town green, the gazebo. That what I would have to say was one of the biggest disasters.
Okay.
All right. I remember that well.
Okay. All right. Is there, you had mentioned being close to the lake, Lake Lanier. Is there anything you want to add about the Lake Lanier or the lake?
I don't think so. I think it's nice to be closer, to be by the lake. Lake Lanier is huge, and it's very popular. I think we're located in Sugar Hill, we're really lucky. We've got, some really nice parks in Sugar Hill and the new greenways. But then there's also nice parks and recreation areas so close by, off Buford Dam Road. And I think that's part of the attraction of Sugar Hill, too, is, living by areas that are accessible for walking and boating and picnicking and having some quality family time.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything that you would like to add about any of the churches or the historical cemetery or anything that comes to mind?
The historical cemetery is beautiful. It really is. And the Veterans Monument that's there now is beautiful. Because I remember the first Veterans Monument, which was on the town green and much smaller, and it was very nice for the for the size that we that was available. Ask the question again, Kim.
I just ask if there was anything about the churches or the historical cemetery that comes to mind.
We attended Prince of Peace Catholic Church, which was on South Lee Street. And which is no longer there. It's a Korean church now. And we also, with the Scouts, we were affiliated with the First Methodist Church of Sugar Hill on Highway 20, which is now known as the Church on the Hill. And that church, and I'll always think of them as the Methodist Church and the First Baptist Church, which is now the Family Church. It's always, to me, the Baptist Church and the Methodist Church. They've always interacted a lot with the city, either for events or festivals, volunteers. It's been nice to see that, you know, there are a lot of people in Sugar Hill that are involved with the city and also involved with one of those churches, and there's a lot of good things about them too. But, you know, like the Scouts and the volunteers. We've had really great volunteers at the different churches for different events for Sugar Hill.
Right. Yeah. The Scouts actually do a lot of volunteer work at the cemetery now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really great.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you can think of that you might like to add?
I've always loved living in Sugar Hill, and it's, you know, been a long time. We love our neighborhood. Sugar Hill has changed so much since 1990, as you also know. As I said, you know, when we first moved here, there was no Mall of Georgia. And I still remember the first time in 2000 driving down what used to be old highway, you know, this little rural Highway 20, and was now all this mall stuff that was amazing. But it's always been such a great place to live. The growth has been phenomenal. And as with any growth and any change, some of it has been positive, and some of it has been a little bit more difficult to get used to. I really like the Eagle Theater downtown because I love theater. Although downtown feels kind of boxed in and closed in, and not quite as open as it used to be, I think the growth has been almost a little bit too much. But I hope that Sugar Hill can retain its small town feel. It's been a wonderful, wonderful place to live. You know, I love our neighborhood. We have great neighbors here who look out for each other, watch out for each other. You know, I still enjoy going to the city council meetings, and, you know, that's been a huge change. I remember when the council meetings were in the old City Hall building at the corner of Level Creek and West Broad, which is now the Sugar Hill Sweet Spot. And I remember a little room upstairs where the council meetings were held. And not quite as organized as they are now. And then I remember them moving from City Hall to the Annex building next to City Hall. And then, of course, the building of City Hall. I think the biggest thing, too, is when I was on the council, was watching the spending and making sure the city didn't get heavily into debt. That was a big thing. It was a big thing to be, I would drive around and think, I can vote on things that really make a difference. And it was a huge responsibility, knowing that what we voted on affected not only people as a neighbor or people as a resident, but a person as a taxpayer. And how would I feel if I wasn't behind the desk? How would I feel about such and such an issue? And that was a big responsibility. So there were a lot of changes, but a lot of positive changes too. And I was very proud to be a part of that for 4 years. I've still continued, not as often, but have continued to go to council meetings from time to time. And I think it's important for people to be involved. And when things are moving along and quiet, there's not a lot of involvement, there will never be the controversy like there was in the middle of the 90s. I don't think we'll ever see that again. And there wasn't the social media. And now it's so much easier to find out about things because of the social media that's out there now.
Right.
But it's still a good place to live.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think that's it.
Okay. All right. I am going to go ahead and stop the recorder now, but I really do appreciate your time today and providing this oral interview for us for the Historical Society, and we do appreciate you.
Well, thanks. So it's the recorder's off?
Yep, I'm stopping it now.